And on both sides, you have big ditches and culverts.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to way to pull over for our emergency vehicle when you have traffic.
Yeah.
And those trucks they're bringing in are so big anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
And you have emergency vehicles coming through, which are big.
Well, the whole thing.
It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, the whole thing you mentioned about that truck day or that truck night.
That's been here forever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that mixing with this is just, that's a toxic.
Well, their weekends, the one weekend a month now is going to include Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And also every week on Saturday is Sharon Speedway. Mm-hmm. So now all that's happening at the same time.
I would imagine there's probably a lot of alcohol being consumed in some of
Absolutely.
These. Absolutely. A lot of drugs, too.
I was going to, well.
Yeah.
You didn't have, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
At truck night alone, I bet we get 50 to 75 arrests, underage drinking down there.
Well, I mean,
people
they catch
from
them
everywhere.
And I'm not, I mean, the Brian Haller trucks are not going to be, I mean, I don't know this, but usually they're not under the influence.
Back
I mean,
to the Brian Haller trucks?
No, we're talking about.
Right, but I'm saying, but those Brian Haller trucks mixing with kids under the influence?
I know.
I mean, that's.
Well, it's not only kids, there's all ages. Right. Families go to truck
night. And the thing is about this road, this access road they're putting in there, that's one way in and the same way out.
Right.
Now, they've cleared a lot of land right over here. Right. They made a turn off or a pull off there.
Right.
And they got one back here somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're turning around back there. But say you get five or six trucks show up here at one time. That could cause a bottleneck out there.
Oh, easily. You mean right at the road?
I never imagined five or six. I imagine truck after truck. Jim, already I have the pictures and the videos, they're lined up out here just with this.
Yeah, but that's the stone haulers. I'm talking Brian.
But they're
haulers.
Already lined up.
Yeah, I know.
They're already lined up.
You know when
ODOT? Taking over the highway.
When ODOT's going to do something is when somebody gets killed right out there.
Yeah.
I said it's a disaster.
I hate to say that.
No, it's true.
That's just how I feel.
It is going to happen, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same. The analogy is kind of the whole, I mean, I won't even bring it up, but I mean, I think the analogy is kind of like the gun issue, or, you know, it's like people don't do anything until it's their kid,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we had that real heavy wet snow here a while back. They were tracking mud and everything out there. That was a mess. I called Environment Control, and they did send somebody out mm-hmm. here. And that's when they brought the broom in, and they blown everything off the side of the road. They're not even picking it up.
Right.
Yeah, it's a mess out there. When it's wet and mud, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't drive my truck today. I just got it all cleaned up, and I'm not going to come up through there with it.
And they leave those big chunks of rock. And they, you know, they're coming out of the trucks. I don't know if they know it or not, but I don't think they care. But they just stay right in the middle of the road.
Well, look at this. This is an example. This is I photographed this site. This is the Clearwater injection well right in Cambridge.
Yeah.
You know about this well?
I know about it.
All right. So this is the well. This is a typical day at that well.
Yeah.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 at one moment in time.
Injection well?
This is an injection well. So the long ones are 165 barrels. The shorter ones are like 85 to 90 barrels.
Point to me what we're going to see about here. Because one's going down this way and one's going up this way.
I can't speak to what you're going to see, but I mean, this is what I would have. I mean, the access road to this injection well was built specifically for. Sorry, this road did not exist. This one right here did not exist. None of this existed. And this is all at one moment in time.
Yep.
I mean, and then the other thing to keep in mind is. So you would think,
is that what we're going to see? Things like that sticking up out of the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I meant.
This is a typical injection well. And then, so that's that. But the thing is you're saying, you could say, well, that's because it's the only well around. Actually, no. There's another well right down the road. And look at, and I took this photo of this well, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. It's from we're in a plane at 200 miles an hour. So this was a couple miles down the road. And look. This is another well right off the highway. What is that? What goes down from Canton down to Cambridge? Is that 70 or 77 or?
Which down in Cambridge?
Yeah. What's the highway that goes straight down the state in Marietta? 77 or 70?
77.
77. So this one's right off of 77. And look, this one was also packed. You have how many trucks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six trucks. And then there were two pulling out. See, then there's two pulling out right there. So that was the kind of activity that was going on at these two injection wells that were mere couple miles from each other at in a 5 minute stream.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine five wells here?
No, this is just two wells at this at each of these sites.
They're talking five back in here.
Oh yeah, right. Five.
We're gonna have tanks from all everywhere. Tanks, storage tanks. I have no idea
what to expect, or even that big pile there that went from a little molehill to a mountain. Mm-hmm. I did not know what it was. I thought it was dirt. And it's not, you know, I don't know, but I don't know what I'm going to see.
They were grinding up
right there.
They were taking excavators and picking up the whole stumps and dropping into this grinder.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, when those things hit.
I should hear it. I said, I'll give you a comparison. Yeah.
What is terrible. Racket.
Oh my gosh.
I live, if we go outside.
Hurts your ears.
I went out back of my garage and they dropped one in. And I jumped actually, and I turned around and looked, and the stuff's shooting way up in the air. I think that's the day you called me and asked me if that was dirt.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I don't know. I have to find out.
My side by side.
Right, you were telling me that. Yeah.
Yeah. I went back there.
Yeah.
But if you want to walk outside, you can see where the road
Let's go outside. So is there? It's going to be hard to record outside. But is there anything I'm missing?
A lot.
Yeah, you're missing one thing.
Yeah.
It's a
Should
lot.
We go to being vigilantes and take our guns and go to work back here?
Right. Yeah.
I can't go to that, but I'm telling you, some days you wish you could, but it's...
Well, I just met a guy named John Strong down in Medina County. He lives in the southwest part of Medina County, right in the path of the Nexus Pipeline, which maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't. And John told me, he was kind of like, he was the point person like you guys are in his community. You know, no one wanted to say anything. He was the guy that spoke up. And he said that when this pipeline, because right now they're clearing the right-of-way for the pipeline. They're cutting down trees. They're starting to put down stakes and stuff like that. Kind of where, at the stage they're in here, putting down, you know, kind of like, I always say it's like the it's the dog and the fire hydrant phase. You know, it's like just putting down, marking their territory. And he said he used to get phone calls every day from people that said, look, John, I've got a gun and I'm going to do something about it. And he said, you can't do anything about it. He said, no matter how violated you feel,
I know
you can't go that route. But that's the desperation that people
and
have.
And you're holding all that in.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're holding all that in.
You see my cap?
Yep.
I spent my 4 years there.
My dad gave four years of my life
to him.
Yeah.
And they have this forced.
Now, BP came in here 6 years ago and leasing land. Well, they got enough land and everything in that. They drilled one well. And that's up by Badgers High School.
Yeah,
they pulled out of this area.
Yep.
Because people wouldn't let them go across their property with pipelines.
Right.
They found that out. They came to me wanting to know if they could put one on top of the ground all the way from my house back through.
A water pipeline or a gas gathering line?
Gas gathering line.
Really?
They pulled out of here. BP pulled out of here. But they spent a ton of money here. Some of these farmers here got well over $100,000.
Really? Just for exploratory purposes, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we know this, too. I mean, we know.
You had
everybody
to have so
realized,
many acres.
Even though we didn't know what was coming, or we really didn't get informed ahead of time, we found out little by little, too late.
Right.
But we know it's all about money.
Right.
It's all about money.
Right.
Big money.
You would have found out as soon as you did. It wasn't for everything that Jane
we were
and I
we
did.
Were not properly informed. Absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm glad Jane's on my side.
She's great.
I don't know how she knows everything she knows.
Well, she has to spend day after day at the telephone in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the big problems is the oil and gas's business models count on like one or two Janes, one or two of you guys. But they also know they can bleed you out. And they also know that most people don't have the time. They're just looking to get from day to day. They don't have the time to think. You know, you're talking about your neighbors in the winter. It's like, just keep my head down and hope that whatever's over there,
eventually, it goes away.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't make too much noise. And
I know. Exactly.
I can watch my shows and stuff like that. Not and that's all. That's the model that they operate under.
Well, yeah. This is what